Welcome back, Dog Pound. Joining us now, Browns head writer Andrew Gribble. And Gribbs, I understand you had a chance to spend some time with Andy Lee, the Browns' newest Browns player, and the first of its kind, this trade, in the last 10 years in the National Football League. Mike Pettine asked to describe him as a boomer. Your impressions?
Well, you know, we saw that firsthand in practice on Thursday. He was just kicking the junk out of the ball. I mean, it was just going far and away, and the returners were asking him to move back onto a different part of the field so they had room to catch it. I mean, this guy's got a big leg. You know, the Browns really like Spencer Lanning, but this was an opportunity for them to go from a top 20 punter to a top 10 punter, and I think Andy Lee gives him that. He's a veteran, and I think he's ready for a fresh start. You know, he was in San Francisco for 11 seasons. That's a long time for anyone in the NFL to be anywhere, but they drafted a punter. The writing was kind of on the wall, so he was ready for this fresh start, and the Browns are willing to give it to him, and he's pretty happy about being here.
Yeah, he's fairly well compensated as a punter. So what it tells you is this is a team that's going to be built on defense. We know that they're going to run the ball. But now what they have is a weapon to change field position. When you look back to those 49er teams that he played on, he was a valuable weapon because when you change field position, maybe you only need one first down to get in scoring range when you can pin him deep. He still averaged about 47 gross yards per punt last year, top seven in the NFL. This is a three-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro. And as you said on Thursday, I've never seen anything like the way that he was kicking that ball. It was crazy.
And he's used to these crazy, windy conditions being in San Francisco. Sure. Also, he's got a little insight from Phil Dawson. He's given him the lay of the land where he feels pretty comfortable. He kicked in college at Pittsburgh. You know, this is more of a comfortable fit than maybe it appeared on the surface.
You also had a chance to talk to him about his number change, and let's hear what he had to say about that.
I chose the number 8 because on January 27th, me and my wife had our third child, a girl, and she got sick. And she got a infection, and she died. So she lived for 8 days. So I would like to wear that number in her honor. So that's the reason I switched to 8, which is a good way for me to honor my daughter. Her name was Madeline, and it was awesome. And so I feel like turning over a new leaf here and honoring her with that number is the best thing I can do. So that's why I chose that number.
Wow, a very emotional response, and as you would expect, to the number change. But I didn't see that coming.
No, powerful stuff. And this is a guy I got to spend a lot of time with him. He's on Browns Daily with us this week, and it ended up being about a half-hour segment, which is the longest we've had anybody. Just a very engaging, very real guy. He said, I just want to play football. I just want to be with my family and play golf when I can. But so he's got his priorities, and you could just tell how important it was to him to make this change.
Yeah, just a real down-to-earth guy. And
yeah.
Just the situation he's been able to find. The good nitty obviously acknowledges the bad that comes with this, but you know, he's a family man, has two boys again, and he's going to be even closer to them now. You know, they were in Charlotte while he was in San Francisco. That's a quick flight out of Cleveland Hopkins right now. So again, he's feeling comfortable in a Brown special teams room that looks a lot different right now.
It certainly does.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a safe trip, a fast trip out of Cleveland Hopkins. You got to wonder where you're going to go for that, but. You're traveling again this week. Where you been? I mean, you're always got something on the burner. What you got going on?
Guy's prolific.
Well, he's all over the place.
You know, earlier this week, me and Jeff, one of our video guys, we were in Birmingham, Alabama, watching Game 3 of the Cavs and Warriors and really enjoying that. But earlier in the day, you know, we were working on a very long, detailed piece on Samuel Dansby and Carlos Dansby, the relationship they have as a father and a son. We drove all over Birmingham, really getting to know what kind of environment that Carlos grew up in and how much his father meant to him. It's one in a series of stories that we really kind of dug into this offseason and found time to kind of tell stories that really haven't been told all that much about some of the Browns' best players.
What was kind of the most interesting part of that experience for you?
I mean, the thing is, just being around Samuel Dansby he's clearly Carlos's dad. I mean, just the way they can just carry a room, just the turn a phrase. It was just so good to be around him in his church over in Collegeville, Alabama, which is part of Birmingham. And he's just a man about the community, and that's what Carlos has been since he's been with the Browns.
What do you got coming up on ClevelandBrowns.com?
Well, you know, it's just been a busy week, weekend of OTA coverage, and then this week is a big one with mini camp coverage. We're banking stories for July when things get a little slow, so we're talking to a lot of players, but we're also providing up-to-the-minute details on everything that happens on the practice field.
And we get Danny Shelton back.
Yeah, you know, it's a big big week of practice for him. You know, he couldn't be here for OTAs because he was taking care of business, graduating. So, you know, he's excited. I think Browns fans are, Browns coaches are definitely excited to see him, get him in the mix and get him up to speed. But as Mike Pettine said, by training camp, his absence is going to be an afterthought.
The man who has more frequent flyer miles than anybody I know. Right there, Andrew Gribble. Gribbs, thanks. Good stuff, as always. Stay tuned. Much more to come with the Dog Pound Report after this timeout.
Coming up next, will the Cleveland Cavaliers wrap up the finals with a championship? Plus our weekly predictions.